This is Ujjal Nilamani class, March 29th, 2020. It's a solo Sunday satsang class because of the pandemic situation. We're starting a new chapter, chapter 8. It describes the Sakis of the heroine. It's called Sakhi Prakarana. In other words, the Nayaka, the different Sakis that assist Radharani or Lalita or other group leaders. Because the Yukteswaris are also Nayakas, they're also lovers of Krishna. Radharani is her principal lover. And so many Sakis assist her. Ramanasa Sakis and so many hundreds of other Sakis. Srupa Goswami is very technically broken them down into so many categories. Extremely excessively qualified, marginally excessively qualified, equally qualified, and then very lightly qualified, and there's so many categories. And so Sakhi Praya, Nitya Sakhi, Asamasneya, Samasneya. So all the different types of Sakhis are described here. It's very complex and complicated. But the main thing to try to imbibe by hearing this description of Ujjal Nilamani is the vast emotional kaleidoscope, as I mentioned last class, the Vrajlila of Radha and Krishna, and the Sakhis they're the Prem Sroops, the Mahabhav Prem. They're the dearest lovers of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Vrindavan. So they satisfy Krishna completely, so they must be highly qualified and have amazing varieties of emotions and characteristics and qualities. And Rupa Goswami is trying to show us that in Ujjal Nilamani. So he begins text, and it's 137 verses in this chapter, but it's quite a long chapter because extensive commentaries of Vishwanath and some smaller commentaries of Jiva Goswami, which are included here in this book, Ujjal Nilamani in English. So text 1, Sakis, who as their very nature, that is their nature of the Sakis of Radharani and Krishna, Prem Lila Viharanam, Samyog Vistarika Sakhi, Vishramaratna Peti Chatata Sushu Vivichite. Is their nature to reveal and increase the pleasure and pastimes of Prema? They are caskets of jewels of intimacy, will be described in detail. The Ratna Vishramba Ratna Peti. I mean, small jewel boxes of intimate emotions, each one of them. So Vishwanath has a very nice tika, which basically summarizes the content of the whole chapter. He says that the various types of sakis will be described according to the various services. And especially acting as messengers. Vishnu describes five different ways by which the Sakis increase the playful, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Prem Lila Viharanam, Lila Vihara, Samyag Vistarika Sakhi. So he glorifies these Sakis. So the first way they increase the playful, loving pastimes of Prem Lila, the Prem Lila Vihar of Radha and Krishna. How they do that? They increase and make known the pastimes of Prem. the prema that the hero has for the harem. In other words, the love that Krishna has for Radharani and the love that Radharani or another Sakhi has for him. It is made known by the Sakhi and increased by the Sakhi. So this is the first way that Sakhis increase the playful, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They make their love known to each other. They go betweens. Oh, Krishna, do you know how much Radharani loves you? She loves you like this and like that. Oh, Radharani, do you know how much Krishna loves you? She loves you like this and like that. So the second way, they enhance the pastime by causing non-cooperation of the gopi by joking and having a couple meet through appointments. So she makes the gopi like Radharani or Lalita or Yukteswari, whoever, she causes her to be non-cooperative and contrary and opposing to Krishna with various joking. Then by her appointments and arrangements, she brings a couple together. And the third way she increases the Prem Lila Viharan is by broadcasting broadcasts and talks about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in other places and other times. She explains to the Sakhis, she meets the Sakhis and says, oh, I just saw Radha and Krishna at Gunja and they were doing this and that Lila. And so she tells about the pastimes. It's called Lila Katha. Fourth way, she increases the pleasure vihara of amorous union of Radha and Krishna by resolving problems of elders and husbands by her great efforts. In other words, for Radha and Krishna to meet and enjoy their prema-lila vihara, they have to get together and they have to meet somewhere, and it's a paramour relationship. It's illegal, it's illicit, it's immoral. And there's so many obstacles and impediments in the form of sister-in-laws and mother-in-laws and father-in-laws, or to speak of husbands, other senior in-laws moving around, brush here and there, I may see Radharani with Krishna, etc. So these sakhis, one way they increase the prem lila of Radha and Krishna is by making arrangements they can get together by resolving all problems that arise from elders or husbands. And that's the fourth way. And the fifth way, this union of Radha and Krishna, or some Krishna and another Sakhi, is revealed by the Sakhi afterwards from the emanation through interaction with the heroine who has been enjoyed. This is called Rasodgara. Rasodgara means relishing the ras after the Lila. So you see in the Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita, Radharani is in Barsana, after she wakes in Barsana or Yavit, and bathes and prepares to go to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast. She's very anxious to know the news of Krishna. What is the Subha Prabhat, the daily news? So then at that time, some Sakhi will come, like Chandan Kala or Madarika or Shamala. Some Sakhi will come to Barsana or Yavatgram to meet Radharani at 7 o'clock in the morning before she goes to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast and fill her in on all the latest eyewitness news in Nandagram. Krishna milking the cows, wrestling with his friends, bathing, and all different pastimes. So similarly, these Sakhis, the fifth way they increase, Sakhis increase in the playful, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, prema lila viharan, is by afterwards they remind the Radharani or the Yukteswari about the beautiful stringer rati that she just had with Krishna. So there's Sakhis are divided into Adhika, Sama, Lagu, Prakara, Madhya, Mridvi. It means, you know, excessively middle, lightweight, heavy, middle, gentle. So the Sakhi whose words cannot be ignored is called Prakara, and she is to be respected. The Sakhi with the least respect is Mridvi. The one with the medium respect is Madhya. Vishnu's comments, he says, even a leader, a Yukteswari Sakhi, she can act as a messenger for her Sakhis and takes on at that time Sakhi Bhav rather than being Nayaka Bhav. This will be explained in this chapter. The leader, the Yukteswari, the group leader, is to be most highly respected, sometimes in special circumstances. Because she is in special circumstances, because the Yukteswari is soft, she is dependent on her Sakhis, although actually she is most independent. So Radharani is Yukteswari, she has Rasa Sakhis, and she's totally independent. Sometimes she plays that she's very humble and she's very dependent on the advice of Lita, Vishaka, or other Sakhis. And this is Radha speaking this verse, number 9. She's speaking with anger of love, and a hidden smile to her Sakhis. And this is an example of Adyantik Adik Madhya, this type of Sakhi. I just try to hear the emotions and the Leela and how Radharani feels towards Krishna that's being said here. Ananga Shara Jarjaram Sputati Chainmano Vastada. Radharani said, when my heart is torn open by Cupid's arrows, I cannot tolerate your actions. He's talking to Sakhi. I cannot tolerate your actions which cause me suffering. Go from here for an appointment with Krishna. Not far off from here, at Debauchi, Krishna, the object of love for persons like you is hurting the cows. So she's Radharani speaking with anger of love and a hidden smile. Vishnu says she's constantly saying, oh friend, do not delay in arranging a meeting. So this is apparently Prakara's speech, but it's concealed, and therefore Radharani is a madhya. And this is an example of Paikshik Adik Prakara. This is the Lita. Lita speaks this verse to censure a Priya Sakhi named Sumadhya. Sumadhya, of course, was sent out on a mission to unite her Yukteswari Sakhi with Krishna. And Lita gives her a little bit of rebuke. Hey, Sumadhya, do not become soft by the intoxicating honey talks of this Krishna, the guru of cheaters. He said he's a Shatakula guru. He's a Shatakul guru. Shatakul means a family of cheaters. He's a guru. Shatakul guru, Sri Krishna. He says, oh girl, greedy to enjoy pleasant pastimes. I create a love day, Kim. Have you forgotten that Radha is languishing in his grove full of the humming of the king of bees? In other words, Lalita sent Sumadhya, seeing Radharani was suffering so much from Krishna's separation. She's delegated Sumadhya to go meet Krishna and bring him to Radha. But when she met Krishna, she became overwhelmed herself with Krishna's pleasing talks and forgot her mission. So Lalita, Vishnu says, Sumadhya became controlled by Krishna's cleverness since he wanted to break Radharani's pride. Lalita speaks in this verse to Chitra. Lalita's, because she's showing her prakara nature. She's adik prakara. That's an example. She's excessively bold and contrary and hot-headed. This is Lalita speaking to another Ashtasakya Radharani named Chitra. Oh, you fool, be quiet, shut up. You have been controlled by the mantras spoken by Krishna, that king of the rogues, king of rogues, and have taken lessons from him. Even though you can see Radharani is sleepless in his garden on the summit of Govardhan Hill, you're speaking sweet words to me in a loud voice. So Vishnu says, Lita is saying to Chitra, "Hey Chitra, Krishna is the king of all in skills of cheating, and you have been taught by him. He has said, 'Go and please Lalita.' Seeing Radha was sleepless, you talk to me in this pleasing manner." Lita's apekshik adik prakar in Radha's group. There's so many beautiful examples here of different psyches. This is a light. This is a lightweight one. Not so heavy. Even the lightweight psyches, even there's categories of harsh and middle and gentle. This text 26. The Lagva Sakhi broadcasts the superior happiness of the leader of the group, or Sakhi Yuteshri, and she has strong friendship with the leader. There are three types, Prakara, Madhya, Mridvi. Because they're always engaged in assisting the leader, the relationship as a Sakhi is their chief role. And this is an example of Lagva Prakara. Lita is revealing, in this verse, Lita reveals her deep anurag for Radha by speaking to Radha, who is pretending to be angry in front of Krishna. By showing her crooked eyebrows at Lita, Radha expresses her anger. So Lita says this verse, chapter 8, verse 30. "Hey, Radhe, do not allow your heart to fall in love with Nanda Nandan. For anyone desiring to establish a loving relationship with Krishna will shed a stream of unending tears. I myself have prevented you many times. By ignoring my advice, O fickle girl, you are knitting your eyebrows at me. Will you not cry forever today?" And this next talks about Vama, the Vama obstinate and dakshin compliant. The Vama Sakhi is always proud, and when her pride reduces, it becomes anger. A Vama Sakhi cannot be controlled by Krishna and is generally harsh towards him. One Vama Sakhi speaks to a submissive group leader. She gives her instruction. "You should be angry with that expert cheater, Murari. Being gentle to such a lecher will only bring you suffering." And this is an example of being uncontrolled by the hero. The Bama Sakhis can't be, Krishna can't control her. It's from Uddhava Sandesh. Sakhi is addressing one of Radharani's Sakhis is addressing Krishna. "Oh Nath, give up your clever flatteries. make your own kingdom. Don't come near me. Ah, my friend is now completely exhausted. Having gone to the bower at night alone, Radha stayed awake waiting for a rake who enjoys with all the other gopis. Krishna's commentary. The Sakhi is telling Krishna, may your cleverness with all sorts of pleasing words remain far away from here. They cannot stand in my presence. Do not come into my courtyard single-handed, because I am your enemy. I will leave my courtyard and destroy your kingdom. Please believe that. And Krishna says, but Radharani is in your courtyard. Without her, what use is my kingdom? Then the Sakhi replies, you are really the best of liars, Krishna. My friend is exhausted. My Sakhi is exhausted. Going to the bower, Radha stayed awake all night waiting for the enjoyer of many coward women. What will you do to Radha? This is an example from Don Kaley Kumudi, being harsh, showing heart. It says, Nayake Krura, showing harshness to the hero. Krura. There are 8 million. This is Lalita speaking to Krishna. You know, fierce Lalita, Bhami Prakar Lalita, letting Krishna have it. Full on, full bombs. She says, say Sham, there are 8,400,000 gopis. Even your Sakhi has praised them. But it is well known in the world that my dear friend, my dear Sakhi Radha, is the most valuable Sakhi among them all. Oh, you cheater. How can you grab Radha so boldly? Krishna says, you tried to grab Radha so boldly? Will you not fear the screams of the king on taking Radha for a greater price than 8,400,000 girls pay this tax? Oh, cheater, on the logic of destroying cheating with cheating, you should bring the best horses from the king. This is an example of Dakshin Prakara Lagu. This type of Sakhi is intolerant if the heroine's attempts to show man uses skillful words in talking to the hero, and it was controlled by Krishna's sweeter, clever words of consolation. It's called Dakshin. This is intolerance of man from Gita Govinda. In other words, Radharani is showing unfavorable mood towards Krishna. She's not yielding to his approach. She's not giving in. She's totally contrary and opposed. She's in a love sulk of man, love sulk or peak, called peak. So Tungavidya speaks to Radha, who is separated from Krishna because of a quarrel. It's called Kalahantarita. It's a certain kind of bhav, Kalahantarita bhav. After they have a kala, they have a lover's quarrel, then they separate. And so Tungavidya says, Radha, when your lover Krishna shows affection for you, you show you're harsh to him. When Krishna bows down to offer respects to you, you remain indifferent. When Krishna shows love, you show hatred. When he's friendly, you are averse to him. Your sandalwood paste in your body is burning like poison. The cooling moon rays are blazing like the blazing sun. And your ointments of camphor, although it's supposed to be cooling, are burning like fire. And the happiness of your lila is torture. This is suitable to you. And Vishnu says, Tungavidya is speaking to Radha, who is separated from Krishna because of a quarrel. So Tungavidya says, Vishnu says, because you who make everything opposite are harsh when your lover is affectionate, sandalwood burns like poison. This is according to the logic of as you do to others that you experience yourself. What gives happiness and pastimes now gives you pain. This is a Sakya of Radha is scolding Krishna. This is use of skillful words speaking to the hero from Padyavali. O Prince of Braj, who can say whether you abandoned Radha because she was faultless or faulty? Who can say whether your actions are auspicious or inauspicious? O Tilak of your family, my cruel heart remembers that this Radha entered the dangerous forest for you alone, without caring anything for herself. Vishnu says, seeing that Radha had fainted after being given up by Krishna, one of her sakis entered the forest to search for Krishna. Soon she found Krishna, who was very apologetic and sorry for what he did. So then she scolded him with this verse. The gopi says that Radharani is faultless because it's proper that the Swadina Bratrika, the lover that's in controlling mood, shows pride. Or perhaps Radha was at fault since you, the king of great pride, could not tolerate your words. You are the son of the master of Rasikas of Braj, but you're also the controller of Braj of people. For you, as the evil prince, can destroy or protect it, doing what is inauspicious or auspicious. And you are responsible for killing Radha. I have a cruel heart. This is a statement with opposite meaning. Now this is Tunga Vidya speaking to Radha after separation from Krishna. There she spoke to Krishna. Now this is Tunga Vidya speaking to Radha after separating from Krishna because of a quarrel. This is verse 141. O slender waist Radharani, Madhya Sakinam. Banitam Madhya Sakinam. The Sakis are saying that you listen to what I say. Hearing that rumor, expert Krishna took shelter of me. Look into my face, Radha, and be happy. Krishna is standing in front of you, filled with despair. Quickly accept him with your auspicious glances. Vishnu says, the Tunga Vidya is speaking to Radha after separation from Krishna because of quarreling. Vishakha will say when you're angry, give up your anger for Krishna. Lita will say when you're longing for Krishna, she will say, show anger to Krishna. But I never say that you should speak like that. I am not like them. Therefore you should listen to me, not to them. Krishna is clever. Thus he took shelter of me to test my fame. Look at my face, Radha. You will destroy my fame, which has been given by you. Till next birth, my face will remain withered and silent in front of you. Dishonor is worse than death for one who has been honored. What are you telling me to do without proper reflection? He is there in despair. Then Radha quickly showered Krishna and was at her feet with her tears. With his hand, he wiped her face and kissed her. So this is Vishnath. It's funny, it's a happy ending to this discussion. Tunga Vidya means she has lots of vidya. She knows Tunga Vidya Sakhi, one of Radharani's Asa Sakhis. She's conversed in 18 different branches of Vedic knowledge. Naya, logic, inference, history, poetry, everything she knows, astrology. She's Tunga Vidya, saturated, concentrated, full of knowledge, wisdom. So it was a happy ending to this separation, this man and this quarrel and anger, mood of Radharani. Krishna is standing in front of her, Tungavidya is encouraging her to accept him. And she says, Krishna is in despair, he's standing in front of you. Then Radha quickly showered Krishna, was at her feet with her tears. So Krishna at this time had bent down on the ground, was clutching Radha's feet with his loving hands. Pranati Bir Govinda. When Radharani saw this, she broke down and started crying. Then Krishna stood up, and with his hand he wiped Radha's face and kissed her. And the argument was over, and they were united again in loving joy. I'll go on next Sunday, talk more about this subject matter. Starburst 42, chapter 8. Vishnu Yalamani Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.